This is an All Ears English bonus. Avoid business fails with this vocabulary and get a web class invitation.
Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck, coming to you from Arizona and Portland, Oregon, USA.
Connect with coworkers by using today's idioms for sharing failure. You'll learn a native structure for apologizing and get an invitation to our free live web class.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Aubrey, we're on All Ears English. First of all, that's awesome. I'm so happy to be here. And second of all, how are you?
I've had a rough morning.
Oh, no.
It's St. Patrick's Day. We record a little bit in advance, guys. So St. Patrick's Day is March 17th. And in the United States, especially kids wear green on on St. Patrick's Day. And if they don't, everyone is allowed to pinch them.
And it is the weirdest thing.
It's so strange.
Why? I bet they don't even do this in Ireland. They like it's, America just makes stuff up, like Cinco de Mayo and St. Patrick's Day. Like, anyway.
So anyway, I didn't think about it. I forgot. And I sent my kids to school with no green on. So I know they're getting pinched. They're going to come home so upset at me. I just realized it's St. Patrick's Day. So this was a big mom fail for me this morning, Jessica.
You know what, guys? Sharing fails. Like mom fails with friends. And here's why we're here today, guys. Sharing little tidbits like this with coworkers also is a great way to connect to them, to be a person, be a little bit vulnerable, right? Because people respond to others who are human, who make them feel good about themselves because everyone makes mistakes. So when we hear about other people's mistakes, that's like, we're like, oh, what? We can be friends. You're a human like I am.
I know we have solidarity in it, right?
Totally.
Feel like, okay, it doesn't just happen to me. Thank goodness, right? And it's true. If I were to go to an office today, I definitely would have shared that story with multiple people. Shared it with you, Jessica, my coworker. But it would have been perfect in a break room at the water cooler. Be like, oh, you guys are never going to believe what happened to me. I had this mom fail today.
Well, and like even online, right? Because there's always small talk before you get to the task. And I mean, Aubrey, this is our office on Zoom right now.
Right.
You told me about this before we recorded. So guys, we are doing a web class for you about formal and informal language you need to use in the workplace to connect to other people, to sound more natural, to be someone that people want to talk to, and for you to feel confident talking to native speakers in English at work, guys. So before we get to some language that we're going to teach you today when we make mistakes at work, guys, sign up, grab your spot for this web class, allearsenglish.com/better. When are we throwing this web class party, Aubrey?
Yes, it's going to be April 12th and April 16th, so you can choose whichever day works best for you. It's going to be really fun, you guys, and this
amazing.
You need to know. You can't learn this in a textbook,
exactly.
How to, when, and what to say to be informal and when to be formal at work. There's a lot of nuance here, so I'm excited for you guys to be at this web class and have a good time with Jessica and I.
This is, you get to hang out live with us, guys. Okay, so let's get to a couple little vocabulary items and a structure for how to, what to say when you do mess up at work. And notice I said when and not if, because
It's inevitable.
You will mess up at work. Everyone messes up.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And it's fine. It's human. So how do we deal with that, Aubrey? What do we say to a coworker if we make a mistake?
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Yeah, so a great phrase is to say, I spaced it. This is idiomatic. That means you forgot about something. It was just totally off your radar, as we say. And both of those are really fun to say. This wasn't on my radar, so I totally spaced it. That's great if you're late for a meeting, if you miss something entirely. And it's a really informal way to keep it light, to kind of say, you know, we're not going to take this too seriously, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, totally. So those are two great idioms, guys. Not on my radar. It's like, I didn't know about this. I wasn't aware of this. And maybe you should have been or shouldn't have been. Like, it doesn't matter. It just means you weren't aware of it, right? It wasn't in your brain. And to say I spaced it, it just means like, I forgot. I was thinking about other things. I forgot. But they're both slangy. They're both idioms, okay? And then I flaked. This is more informal. This is the most informal idiom today, guys. I flaked. It's the same as just like, I forgot. You know, my bad. I totally forgot. I'm so sorry. So combine these phrases. Here's the structure, guys. Those are the idioms to use to sound natural, to say I forgot. But then also apologize. Okay.
Yes.
Always say like, I'm so sorry. I spaced it. I am so sorry. I totally flaked yesterday. So we combine these with an apology. And then there's two more parts of this structure, guys. You can follow this by saying why, if you feel like it's appropriate to share this information. So like, what's a reason that you would share for like spacing it?
This actually happened to me last week. Lindsay and I were supposed to be on a meeting at 8 a.m. My kids were home from spring break. I was making pancakes and I totally spaced the meeting and I ended up being about 15 minutes late. And I did share why. I felt like I owed her an apology. I owed her an explanation.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want her to think I'm just flaky. I'm just spacing out on things all the time.
Right.
So I let her know after the meeting, I totally spaced it and flaked. I'm so sorry. My kids are home from spring break, so I didn't check my calendar. Everything's off. I was making pancakes and I'm sorry.
See, that is perfect. That like, yes, I love it. That is completely human and acceptable and polite, right?
Yes.
Because we want to be polite to our coworkers. And you know what, guys? Apologizing and being honest about something is being polite. That is being a real human being that people will connect to and trust. Right? Because like we said, everyone makes mistakes, guys. So own up to it, right? Say that you made a mistake. Say why if you feel comfortable. And then, guys, here's an important bit. You have to finish by saying how you'll fix it or how this won't happen again in the future, right?
Yes. And I did this as well, right? I let her know. I said, but this won't happen again. I'm going to look at my schedule every morning, whether kids are home or at school, and that is going to make it so that I can avoid this situation in the future.
I love it. I love it. So for more natural language like this, guys, you need language like this that you don't get in a textbook. I mean, none of this stuff we taught you today, you will find in a business course, you know, a textbook or whatever, because this is how we really talk in real life. This is all native and natural. Like Aubrey said, she literally said all these things last week. So yep. Guys, don't miss our web class. I'm so excited for you guys to get this English. You can't get anywhere else. So sign up for this web class, guys, allearsenglish.com/better. And remember, there are two chances. So grab the spot that works for you, April 12th or 16th. And we'll see you in the web class.
Yes, I'll see you there, Jessica. We'll see everybody at the web class. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.